NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Officials in Hempstead, Texas, say Sandra Bland told one of her jailers she had previously attempted suicide. As NPR's Martin Costi explains, Bland's jailhouse death has become the focus of intense national scrutiny and skepticism about her jailer's assertion she hanged herself.
The local sheriff and other elected officials are now saying that Bland disclosed the previous suicide attempt during a screening process at the jail in Hempstead. But the jailer said she didn't seem depressed. Instead, she was upset about her arrest during a contentious traffic stop. Her family has maintained that she wouldn't have committed suicide because she was looking forward to starting a new job in Texas. The jailers say she hanged herself with a trash bag, and the medical examiner has ruled the death a suicide. But the death is still being thoroughly investigated as a possible homicide. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The Justice Department is charging Dylan Roof with hate crimes for allegedly killing 9 people at a prominent African-American church in Charleston. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports there's no decision yet on whether to seek the federal death penalty.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says Dylan Roof was fueled by racial hatred, plotting his assault on the Emmanuel AME Church for several months before the attack.
He was looking for the type of church and the type of parishioners whose death would, in fact, draw great notoriety for his racist views.
The 33-count grand jury indictment includes charges for 9 hate crimes resulting in deaths and 3 attempted murders. Federal prosecutors also accuse Roof of interfering with the worshipper's religious practice, charges that could carry the death penalty. No decision yet on whether state prosecutors or the feds will go first. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama today warned members of Congress that failing to reauthorize funding for the Export-Import Bank prior to their August recess could place American businesses in jeopardy. The bank, which underwrites loans to foreign companies purchasing American products, has been considered crucial to small and medium-sized businesses. Speaking at the White House today, the president emphasized it's an important, if not necessarily flashy, issue.
I know it's not as interesting as some of the other issues and Donald Trump and all that, but I tell you what, this is actually something that matters to people on the ground.
President noting that every other advanced country has a program to promote its own exports and help foreign buyers purchase products from its companies. According to the government, people who receive Social Security disability payments could start to see benefit cuts next year. That is, unless Congress acts to shore up the fund. In a report issued today, the trustees overseeing Social Security say the Disability Trust Fund will begin running short of money starting in 2016. That could trigger an automatic 19% cut in benefits. Stocks suffered their second major straight decline today. Technology shares among the big losers. The Dow was down 68 points today. The NASDAQ fell 36 points. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points. You're listening to NPR. Greece says its banks received a new cash infusion from Europe's central bank just hours before a key vote in Parliament on additional reforms demanded by the country's creditors. According to the Associated Press, a European banking official says the ECB decided to increase the emergency infusion for Greek banks by about $980 million. It's the second such cash infusion in less than a week. 3 astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports, their launch was delayed after the failure of some unmanned rocket supplies.
The Soyuz spacecraft lifted off smoothly shortly after 5 p.m. Eastern Time from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan.
Liftoff of the Soyuz TMA-17M on its way to catch up with the International Space Station.
The spacecraft was carrying an American, a Russian, and a Japanese astronaut. Back in April, an unmanned Russian resupply rocket failed, prompting a safety review. That was followed by the explosion of another cargo rocket built by the private firm SpaceX in June. NASA says the arriving astronauts and the crew of 3 already in space have plenty of supplies, and another cargo ship will launch next month. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Attorneys general from 44 states and Washington, D.C. today are calling on the nation's largest phone companies to do more to allow customers to block so-called robocalls. In a letter to executives of AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon, the attorneys general noting that a recent FCC ruling makes it clear there are no legal barriers to putting in place such technology. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.